Ewan for breakfast. 6 a.m. weekdays on the Limestone Coast's Triple M. And always online at triplem.com.au. Triple M rocks Limestone Coast local sport, thanks to Harvey Norman Mount Gambier.
Now, there's a whole lot of sport going on in the Limestone Coast. There was a whole heap of it on the weekend. Some grand finals in cricket were on, and Milo's here to tell us all about it. Good morning, mate.
Morning, Yui. Good morning, fellow coastans, and what a perfect weekend for summer sport. Now, we're talking grand finals. All started Saturday in the cricket over at Millicent, Norm Facey Oval, the big grand finale. And Facey was the operative name because Millicent footballers, 8 for 161. Johnny Facey, one of the champions of that competition, performs under pressure, did it again, 109 not out. From the bowling point of view for Mount Burr, Mark Wright, 2 for 23, and Jack Francis, 2 for 23, an up-and-coming youngster. Well, obviously, the footballers defeated Mount Burr, who made 7 for 159 and were hunting back-to-back pennants. Nathan Mahovics did his bit with the Willow, 81. Johnny Facey chipped in for 2 wickets for 21 and Chris Hale, 2 for 40. So well done, and no doubt we'll celebrate again today and ease back into the real world, the Millicent footballers. Now, season's awards also decided and announced. No surprise, Johnny Facey once again from footballers. He was the cricketer of the year, picked up the batting award as well. Bowling went to Craig Watson from Kingston. Mount Burr player Adam Walker picked up the award for catches. And Jack Francis, Mount Burr, the Gillip Trophy for most outstanding junior. Now, Mount Gambier and District Grand Final, Frew Park, Hoggies Wines Barber Shield is the competition. And on Saturday, North Sportsman's on a pretty lively pitch, all out for 149. Jake Schultz pretty well nearly battered through the innings with 59. Matt McInerney with 38. And Penolis Jack Mullen was the man, 6 for 36. And that saw him eventually get awarded man of the match from the umpires. But Penola had the task ahead of him. They were all out for 123. David Summerfield hung around till he was dismissed on 58. And with the pill, North Nick McInerney, 5 for 21. On Saturday, he was given out in a rare dismissal, which we don't see very often, obstructing the field on 18 for handling the ball. So it tainted his Saturday. Well, boy, he struck back with that 5 for 21 and was a major part in North Gambier's win and another pennant on the wall down at the Sportsman's Club. Now, in the B-grade Crouch Shield, Clangadoo had a win. And guess what? The Doo Boys did it again in the C-grade Cox Brothers Shield. So no doubt we might even see him roaming the streets here in Mount Gambier today. Now, in terms of basketball, the women, the 141 Pioneers, 69, defeated Southern Tigers 62 in a hard-fought game. Started off really well, but had to work at the end. Captain Amanda Frost, 28 points, 9 rebounds and 7 assists. Maddie Warmwood with 14 points and Emily Winter, one of the local girls, 12 points and 6 assists, is going to get better and better. And, it was interesting to see Bella Stratford, past Lakers and state player. She was back in the Tigers' colours and she had a reasonable hit out with 6 points, 7 rebounds and 5 assists. So we're even helping the other sides. Now, the men were into action, of course. Kaztek Rural Pioneers, 108-99 was the final scoreline. And, of course, that was against the Southern Tigers as well, who were the reigning premiers. So that sent a bit of a message to the rest of the competition. The boys sit fifth on the ladder of 11. Tom Daly, I reckon the only thing he didn't do was help in the canteen after the game and win the raffle, because what a game the captain played. 40 points, 7 assists and 7 rebounds. And the duo is in action because brother Sam Daly debuted. He had 23 points, 4 assists and 5 rebounds. And backing those boys up in the stellar performances were Dejar Dixon, 16 points, 8 rebounds, and Lockie Hunter, who had a bigger part to play, 11 points and 6 rebounds. And we'll talk to Coach Richard Hill after 8:30 at this stage. Now, from what I saw, there were no injuries, and the boys will be back in a couple of weeks' time to take on the undefeated Norwood Flames, who they went pretty close to in a trial game in the pre-season lead-up. Now, preliminary final, Mount Gambier softball. Warriors Blue, 13. It was lucky for them. They defeated Warriors White, 8. Multi-safe hits for the Blue. Angela Quayle with 3. Leanne Mullen, Simone McDonald and Lena Brueggemann with 2. And for their sister team, Warriors White, it was Claire Chaplin, 3 and Taylor Wilsmore, 2. And that means the scene is set. Grand final, Demons versus Warriors Blue next Saturday, coming with the time of 1 o'clock.
Triple M Rocks, Limestone Coast local sport. Thanks to Harvey Norman Mount Gambier.
It is the Limestone Coast 963 Triple M, and it's hard to believe that footy season is about to get underway, but all the action right the way through the 2019 season, we are going to bring it to you right here on 963 Triple M, and it all kicks off on Thursday night to talk local footy, girls footy in particular. Milo's back with us.
Yes, and we won't forget the girls, Veolia, Limestone Coast women's footy, round 6 of 8. So we're creeping closer to the final series. Now, South Gambier, 95-point victors over the scoreless Westport. And South Gambier, new record, bang. Kendall Saffin, well done. Double figures, 10 goals. Mundala, similar scenario, 77-point victors over Caston Sanford, who didn't score. The East Gambier Clangadoo was one of the match of the day, and the East girls got up by 6 points. Neve Delaney with 3 goals there, leading the pack. And Millicent Panola clashed, and Panola went oh so close on their home ground, going down by 2 points to the runners-up from last season's premiership. But the actual reigning premiers, Kybe, who are still undefeated, going along nicely, 45-point victors over Glencoe at home. And it was Hayley Sellers with 5 goals there. Now, earlier in the week, we had the preliminary finals of South East Coast Basketball League. And in the men, it was Ruse 77, Malok McCool with 28, Coach Matty Sutton with 26, Brody Jolly with 14. They defeated Bulldogs Red 55, Matt Black, Good Morning Narracourt 24, and Mitch Hunter 17. Won't forget the girls, and it was the hometown derby, but it was Saints getting up 85 over there at Peter Seabohm Stadium in Millicent. Georgia Winter 29, Emily Winter 16, Maddie Haggett 14, and they defeated Cats 74, Jess Venn 22, Maddie Palmer 20, and Laura Schultz with 14. And the grand finale on Wednesday evening, Panthers will take on Ruse, and Cougars will take on Saints in the women. So that men's game will be a good one, and so will the girls. The Mount Gambier Cycling Club had their summer series race. Race 6, 36Ks, Caves Road. The winner was Sean Angus, who was also the fastest time. Scott Waters and Nick Kidman make up that trio. Now, a little bit of footy in Adelaide, of course. Aussie Rules is on the way with the SNFL under-16s, and the Glenelg Footy Club defeated North Adelaide by 19 points. And we have a few South East boys performing in that comp, and well done. Harry McGuinness from Kybe, 6 goals. Harry Tunkin having a great start to the season from Millicent with 29 disposals. William Watts from Kingston, 19 disposals and 9 marks, and Joel Verton in his first game from Nangwari, he obviously did enough to ensure he'll get a few more games with 14 possessions there. Now, a little bit of netball, and there was a local flavour. In Adelaide, there was the Netball SA Premier League Pre-Season Cup. Well, they invited the South Australian country team to play, and we obviously had representation there, particularly from the Mid-South East Association. Leah Ruzzi was the coach, players Abby Duncan, Maddie Redman, Ebony McDonald, Dermot and Sarah Faulkner, and they played 6 shortened version games. So they were very competitive. They only ended up winning 1 game, but what a credible effort, because they only come together on Saturday morning while the Adelaide teams from their top competition have been training for weeks. So obviously a great experience, and I hope they continue that concept because it gives the country girls something to aim for. Now, lucky last, soccer's on the horizon as well, and the Football Federation of SA will be in Mount Gambier for a community forum this week to talk about the strategic planning for male and female football. And so this is the opportunity, because they'll have a question and answer presentation afterwards. So it's your chance, if you want to get your message across and have a point of view, to spill your guts, of course, on local soccer. That'll all happen this Wednesday, Commodore in the Park, 7 p.m. And if you head to the Southeast Women's Football Association Facebook site, you can register online via the link there. Yeah, we're going to catch up with Coach Richard Hill, who's hard to please, but I'll tell you what, I reckon he'd be pretty pleased with that effort on Saturday evening at the Ice House against the Southern Tigers.
Not only a great result, but a great crowd at the Ice House for the first home game of the season as well.
Rock the house.
This is a Limestone Coast Triple M podcast. Classic hits 963 Triple M.